At this time of the year, the narrow lanes of Kumatuli in North Kolkata are bustling with frenzied activity. Durga Puja, the festival celebrating the goddess Durga, is just about a month away. It's the biggest festival in Bengal, part of UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List. These muddy lanes are lined with workshops where the artists build Durga images out of clay and straw, huge 10-armed goddesses riding on a lion, slaying the buffalo demon. But this Sunday, a man with a loudspeaker is asking the artists to leave their workshops and gather in front of an art gallery near the tram line. It's time to put down their brushes and protest. The brutal murder and rape of a junior doctor a month ago at the R.G. Kaur Medical Hospital still casts a shadow over the city. Every day since then, Kolkata has seen protest marches and human chains demanding justice. School alumni, doctors, singers, chefs, rickshaw pullers, and domestic help have all rallied. This week, the clay artists of Kumatuli added their voice, wearing black bands around their heads, demanding justice. Kumatuli is calling out justice for our Durga now. In India, law forbids naming the rape victim. Newspapers have named her Abhaya of Fearless or Tilottama, the one without any flaws. But in these narrow lanes, devoted to building the goddess Durga, she has become another Durga, their Durga. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The announcer invites acclaimed artist Shonaton Dinda to be the first to sign a whiteboard where they're collecting signatures of protest. Dinda, with bushy black hair, a blue scarf draped around his neck, obliges. Body painter, visual artist and sculptor, he is much in demand, especially now. Big ticket Durga Pujas woo him as an artist for their installations. But he just resigned from an arts body under the Department of Information and Cultural Affairs to protest the rape and murder and the way the government handled it. He says as an artist, he does not live in an ivory tower. His art speaks to the issues he sees around him. He says the tragedy has cast a pall over the festive season and over the artists. Shubol Pal is one such Kumatuli artist. He says he came to protest because society feels broken. And without society, there will be no art, no culture. Pal says he's sure each Durga Puja committee will in its own way pay tribute to the young doctor and raise their voice in protest. Many clubs are refusing to take the money the government grants them for organizing a Durga Puja each year. Dinda says this tragedy will no doubt find reflection in how he represents Durga this year as an artist. He says he quit all official positions so that he could stand beside the grieving, angry masses. Finally, he says he feels free and without fear. And he says his fellow artists are happy to give up a day of work at their busiest time to demand speedy justice. A poster advertises the local Durga Puja, but below that, another poster asks, how much longer? Not how much longer for Durga Puja, but how much longer for justice. That is on everyone's minds. As the announcer rallies the marchers, Shubol Pal says the tragedy reminds them Durga is not just someone you worship once a year. Durga is every woman in every home. He is protesting for all the Durgas out there. This is typically a season of joy because this is when the goddess Durga vanquishes evil and comes home. But this year, says Dinda, it's hard for the artist to paint a smile on her face until this young doctor gets justice. In a season of homecoming, they cannot shake off the image of the Durga who did not get to go home. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.